This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, Rich Sheehan, I wanted to tell you that we got promoted a couple weeks ago. I got a call from John Stadtmiller. I was not at the farmhouse at the time, and I called him back last night. And he said, yeah, we were on this broadcast, this very broadcast that you and I are on Monday through Friday, is carried in its entirety on another network, Republic Broadcasting. And we were on from 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 to 8 a.m., opening the business day at Republic Broadcasting. Well, we just got promoted a couple weeks ago, and we are now on from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 3 in the afternoon. So I just want to say thank you so much to John Stadtmiller for carrying this broadcast. And so, Rich Sheehan, you and I are on Genesis, where we originate our broadcast, and it goes out over AM and FM and satellite, and it ends up on YouTube and podcasts and telephone listen line and all that, and Republic Broadcasting. So thank you so much, John Stadtmiller, for continuing to carry us and putting us on at 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoons. So I just wanted to mention that. Pretty neat, huh, Rich?
It is neat, and you deserve it, Vince. And I think the public is waking up to the false narratives and the top-down centralized control of the police state and everything else that's happening from the top down, and people want to control their own destiny.
Yeah. So, Rich, in terms of our loss of freedoms, liberties, and prosperity, who's to blame for all this
Yeah, let me give a monologue that answers that question, Vince, and thank you for your time on this. First of all, I'm going to cite three articles that I've read already this morning. Germany, full censorship, now official. I'm just going to read a couple of bullet points. Germany has made no secret of its desire to see its new law copied by the rest of the EU. When employees of social media companies are appointed as the state's private thought police and given the power to shape the form of current political and cultural discourse by deciding who shall be allowed to speak and what to say and who to shall be shut down, free speech becomes nothing more than a fairy tale. Or is that perhaps the point? Fighting Islamophobia is now higher priority than fighting terrorism. So basically what the powers that be are doing is they've bought and paid for the elite who control social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, etc. And what they're doing is they're making it so the average Joe can no longer voice their opinion. And as you know, free speech, including the Bill of Rights and our Constitution, is a law given to us by our founding fathers. Another article I want to refer to is retiring later and dying sooner because of obesity, drugs, alcohol. And they're citing in this article that it's good for the pension plans that more people are dying because the pensions are in the red. And, folks, this is one of the reasons why the EU, I feel, is going to break up, whether it be Catalonia from Spain, Brexit, Italy's going to go there, and that's why the AfD party in Germany is getting so popular, because the people are not being able to control their own destiny. And what we need to do is to stop letting the Fox guard the hen house. Here's another article. Robert Mueller invested in hedge funds linked to Russia and George Soros. Basically, he's had complex financial entanglements, which include investments linked to George Soros and Russia. And we all know that Robert Mueller is investigating President Trump. So it's basically a small group of elite people who are trying to normalize things for their benefit because they have an addiction to power, money, and control. Now, addiction is a very strong thing. And when these behaviors keep going on, everything gets on the chopping block and the wrong things get normalized. Now, most of us are, probably all of us, are imperfect sinners. No one's perfect. But it's getting to the point where we've had millions of people die for the freedoms and liberties of our country. And they're still doing so today, and America is being dismissed with these politically correct terms like nationalism, which is basically Americanism, okay? Now, some of the things that's going to be normalized or on the chopping block is going to be things like China-style communism, the new police state of censorship and surveillance, like I just talked about a few moments ago, legal murder with AIDS in California. Now, think about the term legal murder. That's a contradiction in terms, don't you think? Financial economic confiscation or poverty for the bottom 93%. The continued fascism of the big corporate oligarchies in bed with big government protected by the mainstream media and the court system. Now, speaking of the court system, you've heard this narrative for how long about killing cops from the top down? Follow the money, folks. Follow the narrative. Follow the meme. Follow the theme. Follow the microphone. Talking points, it doesn't matter. Are you ever going to hear an approval by the elite saying, let's kill the lawyers, judges, and bankers? I don't think so, because they are way more deserving than the cops, the grunts on the street who's just trying to do their job. Father, mother, husband, wife, boy, girl, these definitions are trying to be made illegal through censorship. Families and fathers being replaced by the state. Pedophilia. Have you ever, in the last 50 years in America, ever heard this term as often as it's been used now? There's been thousands of arrests under President Trump. The president of the Young Democrats under de Blasio, mayor in New York City, he, I believe, was arrested or something happened to him regarding this particular topic. Marriage, how about the word marriage? The definition's been changed, not just same sex, but they're marrying children, they're marrying pets, they're marrying farm animals, they're marrying inanimate objects. Young children choosing sexual identity as young as 6 years old. I think there was a Democrat governor in Pennsylvania who okayed children showering together in school. Political correctness has absolutely gone wild, folks. I talked about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the rule of law. Free speech and the right to protect yourself could be a thing of the past. No restitution or rights unless it's depending on what group you're in. Basically, the elite gets to protect themselves. You know, Weinstein, even Tom Hanks said, I know plenty of people like Weinstein. This is, you know, it's not just the raping of women, but it's the pedophilia that goes on by the elite. And the bottom 93% doesn't get restitution from the court system. Like when GlaxoSmithKline told me that they would not let me be a part-time job share when I got diagnosed with spinal stenosis and nerve damage, and they said it was for women only. I contacted 30 different attorneys. One of my favorite responses from the attorneys was, you have no group self-pity points as a poor/middle-class white male, heterosexual. Terrorism, the state of Maine, the ACLU said genital mutilation, should not be a crime. The middle class is on the chopping block. Children suing parents. This has been going on for years. And it's pretty obvious that Sharia law is being groomed into the Western world. And this is one of the reasons I cite articles that I've read, like in 10 to 30 years, all Western countries will be under Sharia law, and less than 30% of men want to get married because they've basically been kicked out of their house, they've lost custody of their children, they pay all the bills, and they look at the birth rates, the fertilization rates, the breeding rate. I don't care what terminology you use. Sharia law is dominating the Western world 8-1. Project Veritas released a video not too long ago that where teachers' unions were defending raping kids. The police in many Western areas, countries, including ours, hiding statistics related to migrants regarding rape. Remember Kellyanne Conway, the Democrat congressman, looked at her when she was on her knees in the Oval Office sitting in a sofa, and he made it very clear that she looks very familiar on her knees. How about Joy Behar protecting Bill Clinton, saying that the rape victims, were all tramps. So it's pretty obvious, folks, that Sharia law is being groomed into American society. So, Vince, you mentioned who's at fault. I took the liberty, I mentioned this on the air before, but I think I need to do it again. I took the liberty of, about a month or two period of time, when I read articles on financial, economic, social, and political reasons that I cited in the book about being self-sufficient. But I took that rationale, and I took all the authors over about a month or two period and wrote down who the authors blamed for our lack of progress in society and lack of prosperity for the bottom 93%, especially loss of freedoms and liberties. So I'm going to mention this, these terms, the nouns, adjectives, and labels, and here we go. The IMF, the World Bank, the Bank for International Settlements, the central banks and the Fed, the six big banks and the cartel, the groups who demand the bars of standards and expectations to decrease, like anything to do with political correctness and social justice warriors, the Bilderbergers, Kissinger, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Illuminati, Gates, Bezos, Soros, Clintons, NGOs, Russians, MSM, of course, mainstream media, the neocons, the establishment, the New World Order, the rhinos, the liberals, progressives, socialists, communists, Zionists, elites, aristocracy, fascists, Islam, brown shirts, mercenaries, feminists, the top wealthiest 1%, the deep state, the powers that be, the powers to be, the powers that shouldn't be, them, they. And when I did this project, I did it over, probably about half a year ago. And I could add way more adjectives, names, and labels to this. And when we get back after the break, folks, I'm going to tell you who's responsible for our loss of liberties, freedoms, and this political correct tirade that's been taking over American thought.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear it. Rich Stevens with us. Offgridmontana.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 time for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rich Sheehan, who is responsible for this mess we're in right now, the loss of freedoms, liberty, and prosperity?
Well, of course, Vincent, that long list that I gave, I could have added more labels and nouns and adjectives to that. And of course, they are partly responsible. Of course they are. I'm not saying they aren't. But the biggest responsibility for our demise as a culture, traditions, and heritage is the silent majority. In other words, us. I blame 90% on everything that's happened on us. We keep lowering the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job. And guess what happens? Pretty soon we reach and surpass the law of diminishing returns, where appreciation and value and everything is at risk. Nothing matters anymore. We cannot have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability for each group. We're letting political correctness and the drunkenness of Kool-Aid by political correctness create so much fear that truth doesn't even matter. This is creating a coup against the bottom 93% for the right to govern ourselves. So the land of the free, the home of the brave, is at huge risk. So this is why I feel that we all need to read, research, stand up, and share information. Because the young are being used by certain groups as mercenaries, as brown shirts, and they're not informed. We need to talk about ideas and solutions that's going to help freedom, liberty, and prosperity for the bottom 93%. Instead of creating the status quo, which I call an incognito caste system, and this is by design. We need heroes. The whistleblowers, not the leakers, the whistleblowers. We need guts. I'm not saying we don't need brain strategy and a plan of action, but we are desperate for guts. That's one of the reasons why athletes, actors, singers, Hollywood get paid so much, because the MO is to distract, dumb down, and divide the American people by groups. What, isn't it pretty obvious that the mainstream media, and I mean all of them, they are always race-baiting, gender-baiting, sex, religion, ideology, generation-baiting, because they need to divide us. They need to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. And the five companies who own the newspapers, the magazines, television, radio, and, of course, production companies and publishing companies, they also sway public opinion. Holding on to the narrative, the memes, the themes, the talking points, the microphones is absolutely what they need to do. And that's why you have honorable people like Dr. Ben Carson, who has guts. And when he came to Northwest Montana, he said this elsewhere. And he's not the first one to say this. He says he hates political correctness because it turns minorities into victims. And hence, this is why the United States of America is now referred to as the divided groups of America. And this is why we need to stand for principle, folks. And how I define principle is making sure that we have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, every individual, and not groups. Truth needs to be spoken. In other words, you have to be hated for telling the truth. And if somebody does it, whatever it may be, free speech is a great example. Then you should be able to do it also. Okay, we need to show that group identity politics, and this is why this is so important, folks. The powers that be do everything to mask what's going on, what their plan is. Basically, they call it identity politics. That's their home run pitch. If people would realize that it really is group identity politics, a.k.a. victim group status, a.k.a. protectionist group status, you'll realize that it's media propaganda. You can't go to a movie or listen to the national media, mainstream media, without hearing every 5 seconds a subliminal message, Hegelian dialectic, professional wordsmithing. Basically, what they're doing is taking every group and they're degrading, disrespecting, and insulting the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence, and saying, your group can't compete, your group is suboptimal. And it's done to not empower a nation, but to bring it down. To not empower a group, but to bring it down. And this is why they lower the bars of standards and expectations. Vince?
Yeah, I've got some comments. I'm in total agreement. I've got some exclamation points that I'd like to add when we come back after these commercial announcements at the bottom of the hour. Rich Sheehan's with us, offgridmontana.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling miniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I've got a couple exclamation points I'd like to share with our class about what you said, and you're talking about free speech. And, you know, the bottom line is a lot of us believe that we have the right to free speech, but when you try to implement it, it doesn't always work out that way. And I'm going to give you two examples. There's an article that I was reading last night on the dailymail.co.uk. And the title of this article is Violent Moment, St. Louis. Now, that would be St. Louis, Missouri. violent moment, St. Louis college professor is slammed to the ground by a security guard while being thrown out of a board meeting for objecting to a no-clapping rule. Goes on to say, Steve Taylor, 53, an adjunct math professor at St. Louis Community College, was speaking out of turn at a board meeting, objecting to the rule that the audience couldn't clap after a person spoke. Now, is clapping free speech? I guess you could say it is. So if the audience likes something that or appreciates something that someone who's speaking says, it's common to clap. It's common. It's certainly above board. Well, the chancellor asked the security officers to remove Taylor, this 53-year-old adjunct math professor, from the meeting. And so the officer grabs Taylor from behind, slams him to the ground, and Taylor then said he received a letter from the college after the incident telling him he was no longer allowed on campus. Now, to make matters even better, the Missouri police issued two summonses against Taylor, alleging that he disturbed the peace and resisted arrest. Now, what really happened, I saw the video. It's on the internet. So, Taylor, this math adjunct professor, approaches the raised platform of the board and starts talking, and the chancellor decides that he doesn't want to hear this anymore and instructs the security guard to remove him. Well, remove him, they grab him from behind, three of them, slam him down on the floor, handcuff him, and arrest him. Now, that's an example of what happens during free speech. Now, you know, you can look at people, you can look at pictures and say, and my wife does this all the time, that guy seems like a nice guy, that gal seems like a nice gal, just looking at their face, the way they smile, their body language. This guy's a math professor. Now, I've never seen, ever, a violent math professor. Never. I've never seen one. Now, maybe there is such a thing, but I've never seen one. So, that's what happened to this guy. Now, let me talk about what happened to me. So, our county government in Virginia decided to put a dump on top of a 1,400-acre site at the intersection of two highways and a rail line. So the trash could be brought in on rail or two very nice high-speed highways. Perfect location for bringing trucks in. And in the Commonwealth of Virginia, trash is considered to have value. And because it has value, it can be considered interstate commerce. And you can't restrict it. So anyone who wanted to bring trash and dump it in that landfill that the county board wanted and approved could do so. Any state that touched the borders of Virginia could bring the trash in and dump it in our county. Well, some of us were frosted, and we wanted to stop it. And we couldn't figure out who sold the land and who bought the land and how it got transferred to Allied Waste. Because the page was stolen from the courthouse. But we put the pieces together and we realized that the county government people were involved in this. Bribes and payoffs and that kind of thing is what we believed. Well, one of the things that we decided to do was go to meetings. And when we attended a meeting, like a county meeting, standing room only. I mean, packed like sardines, standing room only. Every seat was taken. People were overflowing outside the building. That kind of standing room only. Well, one of the meetings I was scheduled to be the speaker. This was before my radio days. I'm just a farmer. Still am just a farmer. And this meeting was to be held at one of the public school cafeterias, the largest room in that particular public school, near where the dump was going to be. Well, standing room only again. Now, we had a right to use the public school building. All we had to do was request in advance, let them know that we're going to have a public meeting, and we were responsible for cleaning up afterward. But we paid for that darn building. It was a public school. What they did was they sent in the sheriff's department, every officer they had, in riot gear. And just as Vinny was going to go on stage and help educate those who were in attendance as to what was happening in their neighborhood, in their neck of the woods, about this dump, the county government officials grabbed the microphone and said, "This meeting is over. We have to get ready for school tomorrow. We have to prepare for classes for the children." And the police were there to enforce it. And they shut us down. So Vinny didn't get to speak. And they cited that Vinny would probably incite a riot. That's what they believed. And that's why they shut it down. But they didn't say that. They said that it was because of the children. And they needed to have their lessons tomorrow, and we need to get the building ready. That's what they said. Which is all nonsense. Because we could have stayed till 3 o'clock in the morning and cleaned up after ourselves, and the children could have been there that morning. But they wouldn't let that happen. Because they knew we were in the right. And you know, what does the government say at the data center in Utah? I'm paraphrasing. If you've got nothing to hide, you've got nothing to fear. Isn't that what it says? Something like that? Okay. So, why have they been hiding the truth about the JFK assassination for all these years? Why? If they've got nothing to hide. Obviously, they do. So, I wanted to share that with you. And also, another thing that I do, and Janet Napolitano taught me this. And she said, if you see something, say something. And I do. So it happens in all kinds of situations. Like, for example, if I see a police car at the bottom of a long hill, hiding, just off the side of the road, and he's got his radar gun aimed uphill so that the cars would naturally go faster and faster and faster downhill and be more likely to exceed the speed limit just because they're going downhill and gravity is pulling the car downhill. If I see something like that, I say something. I flash my lights and I tell everybody that's coming down the hill, be careful. Don't hit this police car because it'd be terrible to have that policeman hit, injured, you know, because he's barely visible. I'd hate to see a car hit him. So I warn everybody, be careful, be careful, be careful. So when I see something like that, I say something. Another instance, just a few weeks ago, I was at the farmers' cooperative, and that's where farmers buy grain and things like that. And I pulled in, and there's a front door, and I pulled off about 15 or 20 spaces where you can pull head-on facing the building. And it's a small, narrow parking lot. And so if you pull head in, the back of your pickup truck is probably 5 feet away from the road. So there's not a lot of distance between the tailgate and the road of traffic on this particular road where the farmers cooperative is. So I pull there and I don't park in front of the front door because I figure that someone might be coming and they need that space to walk in. So I park just off the area where people should be walking. It's just a common courtesy. So a Federal Express truck pulls behind me and blocks my view. It's a big box truck. Blocks my view so I can't see to back up. Well, my family and I left the farmer's cooperative, getting our vehicle to head back out to our farm, and this truck is blocking our view. The Federal Express driver follows us and gets out of the building, goes into his truck, sits behind the wheel, and he's texting, typing. And so Vinny waits Finally, Vinny's had it. Gets out of his vehicle, says, "Hey!" And I whistle really loud. "You're blocking traffic." You know, I'm talking about lack of courtesy. Federal Express. Who's that driver think he is? What's he doing blocking traffic anyway? What's he doing parking, you know, where there's no parking space? There are plenty of parking spaces. But he didn't think that that was suitable for him. So he had to block everybody's view. So when I see something, I say something. Now, what do the people at the Farmers Cooperative think of me? They think I'm nuts. And who am I yelling at this Federal Express driver? He's just doing his job. He's a real nice guy. He smiles and waves. What I'm saying is, when I see something, I say something. And it doesn't make friends in most instances. So I want to share that with you.
May I comment?
Please do.
Well, first of all, with what you said earlier, clapping is a form of affirmation, confirmation, praise. When the globalist ideology touts their agenda, they love praise, as long as it isn't against their agenda. And I hear the music, and I will comment further after the break.
I'd love to hear it. Rich Heben. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This can be slight and when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
UpgridMontana.com with Rich Sheeben. Rich, I was talking about free speech and how it gets stomped on in public meetings, and I believe that these public meetings are a sham in many cases. The agenda is already worked out. The decisions are already worked out beforehand. And these people who sit up on a raised platform, I've already talked about in private, in secret, how they're going to vote. And they all vote in unison in many cases. And they hang together so they won't hang separately. And you kind of wonder, how can these people make such bad decisions? Are they really that stupid? And so I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand how it works. And I've seen the police enforcement side of it where they have let us know that we will be arrested for exercising our free speech rights, or what we thought were rights. Please continue with your comments.
Well, I was alluding to that it all depends on what group you come from, you know, regarding getting a job, keeping a job. Is there a joke in the hallway? How about a crime? Who's the victim? Who's the perp? Who has victim group status? Who's the hater? When HR and the attorneys come out of the woodwork, before any of this stuff gets public or any discovery is made, the first thing the average American thinks of is, who said it? Who did it? What group are they from? Now, if you have come from the elite, you can commit, you can be a traitor, sedition, espionage, doesn't matter. It's pretty obvious that, and it's not just George Soros, a lot of the wealthy are fomenting division and funding both sides of extremism. That's why I think most people have woken up to the fact that it's not a left-right paradigm, and ideology is only a small part of it. It's truly the aristocracy versus the serfs. So if you're somebody who says double standards, hypocrisy, that's the way it is, that'll never change, you're basically a globalist, bought and paid for person. You're the poster boy or poster girl for ignorance, apathy, and indifference. You're drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness. And this is why I always talk about practice what you preach laws. If we did this, folks, it's pretty obvious that there's so much information out there that the whole system is rigged. We're really running off of admiralty or maritime law of the seas, and we're incorporated, okay? And without going into much detail, basically it's the managers and the slaves, okay? So that's why they want to divide us, distract them down, divide us. That's why Hollywood and the football players and, you know, they make lots of money because they are used as goons to distract the public, okay, and dumb us down and divide us. So when I talk about practice what you preach laws, how many people do you know in the elite circles who are pro-Common Core, but yet they send their kids to private school? How many of these elite people and their talking heads on the mainstream media want gun confiscation, but yet they have the audacity to hire bodyguards to carry guns to protect their ass? At the same time, a lot of these people who are in public service are using the taxpayer dollars who are anti-gun to hire security guards to protect them. It's unbelievable. How about the carbon footprint? Look at all these actors who are flying around the country on private jets and public jets, living in big houses, often have multiple homes around the country. The carbon footprint is 10,000 times the average Joe. And they're saying we need to reduce our carbon footprint. Folks, what we need to do, and I've been saying this for years on the air, on many a radio station, we need to have practice what you preach laws. And why do you think even the elite who are so-called on the right isn't saying this? Because they don't want to lose their power, their clout. It's an addiction to power, money, and control. It's an addiction, folks. And until we have practice what you preach laws, nothing's going to change for the bottom 93%. We will continue to have this incognito caste system if we don't come to the realization that it's not a left-right paradigm.
Right. And if you see something, class, say something. Speak up. Speak out. You know, you can do it politely. You don't have to do it exactly the way I do it. But if you see something, say something. And unless they see that there's a resistance, they'll just step up their game. Rich, even thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
I really appreciate it. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens, class?
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.